Morning Watch, Day 4. An overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before His appearing. Week 2. The Divine and Mystical Realm. Related Verses. John 17, 21 and 23. That they all may be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected into one, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Romans 8:16. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. 1 Corinthians 12:24 and 27. But our comely members have no need, but God has blended the body together, giving more abundant honor to the member that lacked. Now you are the body of Christ, and members individually. 1 Corinthians 15:45b. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Related reading. All the believers should be in this divine and mystical realm of the consummated spirit to be mingled with the triune God for the keeping of oneness. All the believers should be one, even as the Father is in the Son and the Son in the Father, that they also may be in both the Father and the Son. The Son is in the believers and the Father is in the Son, that the believers may be perfected into one. Our oneness must be the same as the oneness among the three of the triune God. Actually, the believer's oneness is the oneness of the triune God. It is in the triune God that we can be perfected to be one. The real oneness, therefore, is in the triune God. In John 17, the Son prayed to the Father. In his concluding prayer, he indicated that our oneness should be in the triune God, with the pneumatic Christ and the consummated Spirit. This oneness, which is the genuine oneness, is the mingling of the believers with the triune God. To have such a oneness, the believers must be in the triune God as a divine and mystical realm. Here, the Father is in the Son is in the believers, and the believers are in the Son, who is in the Father. This means that the believers are one with the triune God in the divine and mystical realm of the pneumatic Christ and the consummated Spirit. Christ's heavenly ministry is carried out in this mystical realm, and God's organic salvation is practically accomplished in this realm. If we are not in this realm, we cannot participate in Christ's heavenly ministry or enjoy God's organic salvation. The believers must consider highly the entry into this realm, realizing that without Christ becoming the life-giving Spirit, without Christ being the pneumatic Christ, without Christ being the Lord's Spirit, and without Christ being the Christ in resurrection and not only in the flesh, there is absolutely no way for the believers to participate in, experience, and enjoy the organic section of God's complete salvation in Christ. The high peak truths concerning the divine and mystical realm are something new that the Lord is revealing to us in His Word. The Father and the Son are a divine and mystical realm into which we need to enter. From eternity, the triune God has been self-existing, ever-existing, and co-inhering as a realm. We say that the three co-inhere because the Bible reveals that the first is in the second, the second is in the third, and the third is in the first and the second. The triune God is therefore a realm, and the Gospel of John reveals that the triune God wants to bring his believers into this realm. According to chapter 17, the believers being in the triune God is the genuine oneness. This oneness is the increase and expansion of the divine and mystical realm. Countless believers are in the triune God, but most do not realize it or have the experience and enjoyment of this fact. We should also study and learn to speak concerning the divine and mystical realm. Initially, the divine and mystical realm was only the triune God. Then he was incarnated to begin his increase. He picked up humanity, adding it to himself in Christ's resurrection. God, who was only divine, became divine and human. Eventually, the divine and mystical realm will be the New Jerusalem, which is the consummation. This vision gives us a clear view of the entire Bible.